Hello and welcome to Raising Children Today, where we know that parenting can be tough and we believe that asking for help doesn't have to be. I'm Diane Charles, Executive Director of Stop Child Abuse Now, SCAN of Northern Virginia. In just the last few weeks, thousands of children in our community have been celebrating the end of the school year and the start of summer vacation. As children look forward to a few fun-filled and homework-free months, parents should be thinking about how to keep their children safe this summer. Some of the same things kids love so much about the summertime, such as sunny weather, swimming, travel, freedom, can be dangerous and even deadly when summer safety rules get lost in the chaos of new schedules and activities. Join me and Tanya Fullwood of the National Center for Children and Families as we explore ways how you can keep your children safe this summer. Welcome, Tanya.
Thank you, Diane. Diane, let's first talk about kids and cars. There's more to worry about than just sunburn when the temperatures rise this summer. One of the most common ways a child suffers heat stroke is when they are left alone in a vehicle. Never, under any circumstances, leave a child unattended in a parked car. Since 1996, there have been at least 150 documented cases of U.S. children who have died as a result of being left or trapped in a hot parked vehicle. Since 1998, the number of deaths has averaged to 32 a year nationwide. After only 10 minutes, the temperature inside an enclosed vehicle rises to an average of 19 degrees Fahrenheit. And after about 20 minutes, the interior temperature can climb almost 30 degrees Fahrenheit. That means that even mild summer heat can turn a parked car into an oven.
So I think it's really a very straightforward safety tip that you just never leave a child alone in a car, even if it's in the middle of winter. But obviously, it's such a hazard for children in the summer. Mm-hmm. And speaking of cars, we want people to be aware that there's new seatbelt safety laws for children this summer. There are new age requirements for children to be secured in booster seats that actually took effect on July 1st in Virginia. Mm. Children riding in motor vehicles will be required to be properly restrained until they reach 8 years of age. Mm. Currently, the law requires a child safety seat for children through the age of five. So this is a change, and we all need to be aware of it. Additionally, the new law requires that rear-facing child seats be placed only in the back seat of a vehicle. If the vehicle does not have a back seat, then the device may be placed in the front passenger seat, provided that the airbag has been deactivated or that there's no airbag equipment at all.
That's a good suggestion, Diane. And I think it was important about the new law in Virginia. I think that we just need to pay attention to that and make sure that we're compliant for children's safety. Let's talk about sun safety. Kids may squirm and complain when you insist that they wear sunscreen or even a hat when they're playing in the summer sun. But if they resist, they're risking more than just temporary uncomfortable sunburn. More than 1 million one million Americans are diagnosed with skin cancer each year, and early childhood sunburns are a major risk factor for the disease's development in adulthood. In fact, all kids, especially those with a fair complexion and freckles, have much more sensitive skin than adults and are much more likely to get dangerous, blistering sunburns, and that can really, really hurt. The American Cancer Society suggests a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Remember to reapply sunscreen frequently, about every 2 hours or so. Try one of the easy-to-use spray-on or colored sunscreens that make it fun and easy for a child to help with the application. If you get different colors, they might think that it's fun. They can play in it. It's also important to remember that sunscreen products can lose their effectiveness over time, and products that have changed color, dried up, or changed consistency should be thrown away. So just kind of pay attention to that.
Right. And for little ones, pediatricians discourage heavy sunscreen for the use on children who are less than 6 months of age. And so when it comes to babies, you want to apply just a very small amount to a baby's face, hands, neck. The better option, of course, is going to try to keep them completely covered in light clothing, but hats, sunglasses, and really just keep them in the shade. Remember, sun protection isn't just for July days. We know that even when it's cloudy, the sunburns can come through the clouds, and it's actually even can be a worse burn. So if your kids are going to be out for any length of time, especially peak hours, which is really between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., you really want to make sure that they're properly protected from the sun.
Diane, let's talk a little bit about water safety. Summer is all about splashing and fun for the kids at the beach, at the pool, or just in the sprinkler in the backyard. But for kids who are unsupervised, or even those who overestimate their abilities, a right. quick swim can quickly turn tragic, and I have certainly had my traumatic experience with that. When it comes to water safety, there are a few rules to remember and to reinforce. I think number one would be never swim alone, no matter how old you are. Number two, make sure that your kids stay in shallow water until they're experienced swimmers. Even when they're experienced, it's still good to keep an eye on them.
Yep.
Never allow your children to dive in unfamiliar waters, submerged rocks, or other obstacles that could cause serious injuries. And I think the last thing, Diane, would be swim in designated areas with a trained lifeguard on duty, if possible. If you're at a private pool or a beach, make sure that you have a cordless or a cell phone that has reception immediately available to call 911 in case of emergencies.
Right. You definitely, like you said, you want to keep your eyes on your children at all times. But I also think in the early part of the summer, if children haven't swam in a long time and they might have been, knew how to swim, you don't lose it completely, but it's really important to spend that close time with them to get them back into it. And then even in your own backyard, when your children head outside, you also need to keep them safe from heat stroke. Make sure they drink plenty of water, especially if they're participating in outdoor sports. And stings and bites, bug bites, have your children wear light clothing so that when they play outside, they're sort of automatically protected. Mm-hmm. Also, in your own yard, remember that there's lawnmowers and other outdoor power equipment. If you can, tuck those away or make it really clear to the kids to stay away. They can suffer either cuts or burns from hot engines or sharp blades.
So I think that's important.
You need to keep track. And if you're just tuning in, this is Raising Children Today. And I'm Diane Charles with SCAN of Northern Virginia. And joining me is Tanya Fullwood from NCCF. And we're talking about some summer safety tips for children.
Diane, let's talk a little bit about supervision. For parents who are working full time when their children are out of school for the summer, these summer months can be the most stressful time of the year. How can you, as a parent, keep your child occupied, safe, and supervised while you're at work all day? It is generally recommended that children under 8 should not be left alone for any period of time. Find a babysitter over the age of 13 whom you can trust and has a good relationship with your child, or look for an inexpensive day program. There are plenty of Parks and Recs programs that offer recreation for the summer that are run by recreation centers and even libraries. You could also try to organize a playgroup with some of your child's friends from school. Parents can trade off times to plan activities and outings with a group of kids, and something that they can enjoy that's safe.
Mm-hmm. And it's really important in terms of when you decide to leave your child alone that you look at your own child and their abilities and knowledge. Mm-hmm. And if you do make the decision to leave your child over 8 unsupervised for a few hours at home, make sure that he or she is comfortable, as I said, with that. And post emergency contact numbers near every telephone. Practice some hypothetical situations with your child, like what to do when an unexpected visitor rings the doorbell. And call home whenever you can to check in with your child.
Yeah, I think that's important. Good touch and bad touch while your kids are out of school. It's so important to have that conversation with your children. They may have a number of different babysitters, even when they're in school, and caregivers. Sending out a child to a neighbor's house, a summer camp, or on a trip with a family friend can be a great way to keep your child active and to give you a break for a little while. The critical part about that is to know and trust the person that's supervising your children. Mm-hmm. If you haven't talked to your kids about unwanted sexual touching yet, please, please, please do so before placing them in someone else's care, even if it's just for a few minutes or a few hours. Your child should always know how to contact you in case of emergency, and they should always know that you will listen to them and believe them when they are scared and confused. And you can make a game out of the number. Just every day you need to have them rehearse your phone number so that they know what the emergency phone numbers are.
That's right. Also, statistics show that the summer months mark the time of year when teenagers are most likely to become sexually active. So more teens have their first sexual experience in June, July, or August than during any other season. And again, it's because they've got time on their hands and there's often not adult supervision. So if you're the parent of a teenager, make sure that you have talked to him or her about sexual safety, responsibility, and health. If you have a teenage daughter, it's a really good idea for her to start her annual GYN exams after puberty, even if she's not sexually active. The summer may be an ideal time to help her schedule her first visit. Let her know that anything she tells the doctor is confidential. She shouldn't let nervousness get in the way of important facts that could jeopardize her health if left unsaid.
Reading also, Diane, during the summer, I know that we're out of school and we don't want to get into the school part, but I think reading, you have to keep up with the reading. It's important to focus on the physical well-being of our children during the summer months, which pediatricians call trauma season because of the spike in accidental child injuries. But remembering to keep your child's brain active is equally essential. Keep appropriate books, magazines, even newspapers around the house to help spark the interest of your young reader. You can listen to audio tapes, books on tapes, or CD as a family during long car trips or even in the house. Lead by example. If your children see you reading a novel or a newspaper, they will be more likely to become interested in reading, too.
Right. And reading's great. But, you know, writing is good, too. So encourage your child to write letters to a school friend who's maybe traveling or in a different state for the summer. I know that's a unique and different thing that children and adults don't do anymore, but it's a great way to keep their writing skills going. Help your child create a summer scrapbook with photos, postcards, and captions. Get little projects going. The biggest summer safety tip is to remember to have fun and to relax. So remember, all aspects of parenting can be tough, but finding help doesn't have to be. Don't be afraid to ask for help. For more information about keeping your kids safe this summer and other parenting tips, visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org. You've just heard from Tanya Fullwood with the National Center for Children and Families, and I'm Diane Charles from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and this has been Raising Children Today.